Good evening. My name is Jay. I'm calling from Opinion Poll. We just want to include your response to the study that we're conducting about issues and politics in your area of Texas. Can you be so kind to share your opinion with us real quick? Are you registered to vote at this address in Texas, ma'am?
Yep.
Thank you. And I know it will be a Democratic primary election on March 2024 for the U.S. It will be Senate between Congressman Colin Albrecht and State Senator Roland Gutierrez to see which one will take on Ted Cruz. And for local offices like the state legislature. Now, will you definitely vote on this Democratic primary? Probably vote, or wait until November to vote on the general election?
Voting in the primary.
Definitely or probably?
Definitely.
Thank you, ma'am. And very kind of you for taking the time to help me. Now, first, answer if you have a very favorable, somewhat favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable opinion of each of the following people or organization. And if you don't recognize them, let me know so we can move on. Okay, remember, here's the first one. How about Clayne Dan Horn? Favorable or unfavorable? What's your opinion?
Never heard of him.
Never heard of him? Okay. How about Danny Norris? Do you have
never
an opinion?
Heard.
Okay. And Shayla Jackson Lee. Have you heard of her?
One
you
of
have
a
an
kind.
Opinion? Okay. Favorable opinion or unfavorable opinion?
Favorable, one of a kind.
Okay. Very favorable. Should I record that as your answer?
Yep.
Okay. And how about Joyce Chapman? Favorable or unfavorable?
Never heard of.
Okay. And Harold Dayton. Favorable or unfavorable?
Never heard of him.
And Houston Independent School District, or HISD, what's your opinion of that organization, man? Favorable or unfavorable?
Unfavorable with the conditions they're doing.
Very unfavorable or somewhat unfavorable?
Very.
Very unfavorable. Okay, thank you, ma'am. I appreciate your patience. Now, as you may know, the state of Texas has taken over... I'm sorry, the state of Texas has taken over the running of the Houston Independent School District, which is closer to your opinion about this. Support the state takeover because the HISD schools are falling, our kids are in working conditions for teachers and staff are dangerous, or oppose a state takeover because our local community and elected leaders know best how to run our school. The first one on the second?
I don't like it.
So how should I record your answer? You support this the takeover or oppose the takeover?
I oppose.
Oppose. Thank you, ma'am. Moving on. In March, there will be a Democratic primary for the Texas State House. Now, which of these four candidates would you vote for if you have to choose today? Joyce Chapman, Harold Dayton, Clint Dan Horn, or Danny Norris?
I'm not sure about these four. I never had to hear it before. You said Clinton?
Joyce Chapman, Harold Dayton, Clint Dan Horn, and Danny Norris. If you have to choose today, just for the sake of your research.
Danny Norris, I guess?
Danny Norris. Thank you, ma'am. Moving on. Next. Here's a few statements about the current longtime state representative, Harold Dayton, and his record. Please rate your reaction to each as either very positive, somewhat negative, or very negative. Okay, I mean, here's the first one. Harold Dayton has led the fight to provide free health care to uninsured lower-income Texans paid for by free federal government Medicaid money. Now, is that statement, what's your reaction about that statement? Positive or negative?
Basically, what you're saying is he is trying to give Medicaid to everyone?
Well, I'm required to read verbatim, and that's all I have written in here. So based on that I just read to you, ma'am, if you have no opinion, but let me read it once again if you'd like me to. Harold Dayton has left the fight to provide free health care to uninsured lower-income Texans paid for by free federal government Medicaid money. What's your reaction to that statement? Very positive, somewhat negative, or very negative?
Is there something for neutral?
Well, the two middle is somewhat positive and somewhat negative.
Somewhat positive?
somewhat positive. Okay, that Representative Dayton was the only Democrat on the State House to not support the impeachment of Attorney General Ken Paxton, who was accused by his own staff of personally profiting from his office and helping wealthy campaign contributors avoid prosecution. Now, what's your reaction to that statement? Very positive, somewhat negative, or very negative?
Very negative.
Very negative. And he voted for a cut in property taxes that gives the biggest percentage cost savings to lower and middle income homeowners. What's your reaction to the statement? Positive, negative, or no opinion?
No opinion.
Okay. And he is fighting against the extreme Republican ban on abortion rights by voting consistently to stop laws that criminalize doctors who provide life-saving care for pregnant women in trouble and ban women from getting an abortion, even in cases of rape or incest. What's your reaction to this statement? Very positive.
He says he wants to,
That's okay. Let me read it once again. Okay, real quick. He is fighting against the extreme Republicans' ban on abortion rights by voting consistently to stop laws that criminalize doctors who provide life-saving care to pregnant women in trouble and ban women from getting an abortion, even in cases of rape or incest. What's your reaction to the statement? Very positive, somewhat negative, or very negative?
I'm sorry. Is he trying to get abortion back, or is he not?
Well, again, that's all I have written, and it just based on that, whatever you understand, ma'am. If you have no opinion, we can move on, ma'am. But he's fighting against the extreme Republicans' ban on abortion rights by voting consistently. Very positive. Okay. Now, Harold Dayton supports the state takeover of HISD, the schools, and wrote the law allowing the state to do it. Your reaction to the statement? Very positive.
Very negative.
Very negative. Okay. And Harold Dayton worked to stop Governor Abbott's extreme plan to defund public education through his voucher scheme. What's your reaction to the statement?
Very positive.
Very positive. And Dayton voted to create more affordable housing in Houston. Your reaction to this statement? Very positive. Thank you, ma'am. We're almost done. I appreciate your patience. Now, based on this information, which of the following four candidates would you vote for in the upcoming Democratic primary for the State House? If you have to choose today, Joyce Chapman, Harold Dayton, Clint Dan Horn, or Danny Norris? If you have to pick one.
I guess the Clinton fella.
Clint Dan Horn?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, and now just a few more questions for classification purpose only, Cameron. And we're almost done. Now, could you please tell me, is your age between 18 to 39, 40 to 54?
Yep.
18 to 39?
Yep.
Okay, thank you. Now, do you own or rent your current place of residence?
No.
Own or rent?
On.
Okay, thank you. And do you consider yourself African American or black? Yes or no?
Yep.
Okay.
Yep.
And do you have any children currently on the local public schools? Yes or no?
No.
No? Okay. And do you have any grandchildren who attended the local public schools?
No.
Okay. I know you're too young for it, but that's the way it's been written. Well, thank you, ma'am. I appreciate you taking the time to help me. This concludes our survey. Thank you very much for your participation. Very kind of you, ma'am. Enjoy the rest of the evening, okay? Thank you.
Bye-bye. You will. Bye.